Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Hello to you, dear audience. This is Farhad, your host, and I'm pleased to have you as my audience. As we are approaching the month of Ramadan, I would like to talk about this month a little in detail in order to understand what a great month we are getting close to. So, before we begin to start, we refer to the book of Allah, the Quran, and see what Allah has said in his book. In Surah Baqarah, the verse 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "The month of Ramadan, in which the Holy Quran was sent down to be a guidance for people, and as a clear sign of guidance and salvation. So let those of you who were present in this month fast it, and if any of you is sick or on a journey, then a number of other days. God desires ease for you, and he doesn't desire hardship for you, and that you fulfill the number and praise God for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful." So let's talk about the word Ramadan itself. As we probably know, in Arabic language, Ramadan is a word derived from the root Ramada, which means to burn, but a burning that isn't accompanied by smoke and ashes. The reason for this name is that in the month of Ramadan, people's sins are burned and destroyed. So to understand its greatness, I think it would be enough to know that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was sent down. And it's the only month named in the Holy Quran. The night of Qadr, commonly translated as the night of power, also occurs in this month. So, when we refer to the narrations quoted from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we face strange things as well. Also, we can see that the Prophet describes this month and says, all the divine books were sent down in this month, the month of Ramadan, the best month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back, the audience. I'm Farhad, your host. We were talking about the importance of Ramadan month. So, on the last Friday of month of Sha'ban, the month exactly before the Ramadan month, the Prophet gave a detailed discourse on the significance of the month of Ramadan, which is available in some of the books of traditions, and we can easily refer to it. And we will talk about it later, inshallah. Also, when we refer to Sahifa Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that Imam Sajjad welcomes this holy month with a great supplication, which in my point of view is a great explanation for this holy month, if we can refer to it. In Ramadan, there is a very significant point that the believers are invited as guests of Allah. As Allah says in Quran, in Surah Baqarah, the verse 183, "O believers, fasting is enjoyed upon you as it was enjoyed upon those who were before you. Perhaps you'll be God-fearing." And to me, it is interesting to know that this invitation has its own special features, and we can count some of them together if you like. Number one, as we can refer, is that the host is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great feast and this great month, and the guests have been invited personally, which shows that the guests are considered important. The reception of this feast is made of the night of Qadr, the sending of the Holy Quran completely on the heart of the Prophet, peace be upon his family, and the landing of angels and the answers to supplications, the beneficence of the soul, and, quite more important to me at least, to be distanced from the hell fire. Also, the time and duration of this feast, the Ramadan month, is one complete month, Ramadan month, which according to narrations, the first of which is mercy, the middle of that is forgiveness, and the conclusion of which is reward. Okay, the audience, because we are going to talk about the importance of Ramadan month, and to know it, and to describe it, We will continue to talk about this issue in the next part. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.